As the calendar turns to the month of November, the Vikings organization turns their attention to the members of our military. Since 2011, the Vikings have taken part in the NFL's Salute to Service program, which honors veterans and current service members along with their families. You may remember last November when the Vikings unveiled one of their signature memorials known as the POW MIA seat. This unique monument is covered in black and is adorned with the seals of each branch of our military. It remains empty for every Vikings game under military guard to remember those who were either prisoners of war or missing in action. Over the past offseason, many of the Vikings players took part in a special day where they got to feel what it would be like to step into the shoes of our military members. Partnering with a nonprofit organization called Warrior Rising, the Vikings players and service members spent the day in southern Minnesota driving battle tanks, flying in military helicopters, and getting other military training.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, fly around in the helicopter, ride in tanks, things that you don't normally get to do on a Friday afternoon. So it's pretty cool, but it's also awesome to have all these veterans out here, guys that have served our country. I don't think they ever realize how much we appreciate what they do.
Oh, this is great. It's great for the military men and women that are here. It's great for our players who experience this, the coaches that experience this. It's for a great cause.
It's a day where the players can have a little fun, as well as meet with veterans and active service members.
For some of our players to come out here and spend time with the guys who serve our country that sacrificed so much for us so we can do what we're able to do is a pretty unique way for us to at least show our appreciation, give back a little what we can.
And the silent auction featured items that directly supported veterans.
Warrior Rising is a 501c3 nonprofit. It's a veteran nonprofit. What we do is we help veterans and their immediate family members start their own businesses. You're not going to find another experience or adventure like this anywhere in the country. We've worked with a lot of NFL teams, and quite frankly, no NFL team has been more supportive of the military than the Minnesota Vikings.
Getting the chance to meet and hang out with Vikings players was just the thing to brighten the day of a wounded veteran.
It's pretty cool. The Vikings have always been good to veterans. They've always supported us, and it's just really cool to see the Vikings come out here today and support us. And when I first got home, they invited me up to their training camp and brought me to a game. And it's pretty cool for them to come out and do that and give their time. And I know how much work they have to do to stay in the shape that they're in, to take a day off to come down here and spend it with us is pretty amazing. And they don't have to do it, and it's pretty cool what they do.
Lending their time to pay tribute to those who have paid the ultimate price for our freedoms is all part of the Vikings organization's proven dedication in supporting our service members.
Well, it's a big deal. It's, you know, these guys are wounded vets, some of them, and, you know, they're all, we try to support all the vets here, but the wounded vets and the heavy combat vets are kind of our bigger push here at the Hunting Preserve, and also probably with this Warrior Rising. It's a big deal to have them supported. It's a good day for them, and it's a good day for the Warrior Rising.
You know, I have military in my family, and I'm forever indebted to them, and we wouldn't be able to be out there playing on Sundays and performing for the world had these guys not done what they did.
And spending the day with your teammates in a fun and interesting setting can build strong camaraderie on and off the football field.
You know, I love doing this type of thing because there's a lot of correlation between military training and football coaching and football training. So obviously it's not anywhere near exactly the same, but there is a lot of correlation to it. At least how I approach my job and being a coach and a teacher and a mentor and a guy who likes to motivate people. So this is a great opportunity for our guys, and I'm glad we're here.
November represents the Viking salute to service. But the organization's commitment to honoring our military extends beyond one single month. A day of team building and meeting with veterans can really put in perspective the important things in life.
The military men and women, you know, in all the services, they deserve this. They deserve the recognition. They deserve the support from, you know, not only the NFL and our football team, the Minnesota Vikings in general, but everybody, because all the sacrifices that they make on a day in and day out basis, and the sacrifices that their families make. Because obviously, I've been there, and I know the sacrifice my family made, and so this is a great cause.
The stories that these wounded warriors have, and these guys that actually come out here, and how much they sacrifice, and it puts life in perspective, and it makes you really appreciate the country we live in, and the opportunities we are afforded because of the sacrifices they make.